USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden visited Israel on Wednesday, adding yet another entry to his long list of gaffes. He mistakenly said we must keep alive the, quote, honor of the Holocaust.
Later today, I will once more return to the hallowed ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
The president made the flub shortly after touching down in Israel, kicking off a two-day visit with the Middle Eastern country's leaders. U.S. inflation surged to a new four-decade high in June. The government's consumer price index soared 9.1% over the past year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.